This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Westbound I-70 has reopened between Loveland Pass and Silverthorne after last night's crash that killed a truck driver. Traffic headed west had to detour through Loveland Pass on US 6 for most of the day. CDOT says the multi-vehicle accident was caused by a semi-truck that crashed and caught fire. Officials say all lanes are open on I-70 after crews finished cleaning up the wreckage about an hour ago. Colorado is closer to having new legislative districts for the state. CPR's Megan Verlee reports Democrats will likely keep control of both chambers.
The latest maps were drawn by the nonpartisan staff with input from the public and guidance from the state's independent legislative redistricting commission. If the commission can't agree to its own House and Senate maps, this iteration will be submitted to the court for approval. Democrats currently hold both chambers, and these maps give them enough safe seats to likely stay there for years to come. The maps also create 8 House and 8 Senate seats, where 30% or more of the residents are Latino. That's fewer than some Latino advocacy organizations have argued for. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
First commercial flight in more than 4 years took off today from Northern Colorado Regional Airport, which serves Fort Collins, Loveland, and Estes Park. The flight to Burbank, California, was operated by low-cost carrier Avalo Airlines. Officials say roughly 600,000 people now live within 30 miles of the airport. Chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range tonight. This is CPR News.